Welcome back to the Moms That Say It All Wrong,
but want to get it right.
I'm Shauna.
And I'm Jen.
I am the mother of a non-binary child who goes by the pronouns they, them.
And I am the mother of a two-spirited child that goes by the pronouns of she, they.
Today we're going to talk about choice
versus instinct.
And what does that mean? When my child came out being a lesbian, they were 13. The first thing that everybody asked was, how do they know? They have not had a relationship. However, they know what they're interested in and what they're not interested in. And in past, I've used the word choice and decision over and over again. I think that I was using it incorrectly.
Yeah. When my child came out and talked about being attracted to both genders, I was like, well, I feel for whoever you end up with because they have to be threatened by 100% of society. If you like men, then there's only 50%. If you like women, then there's only 50%. But if you like both, everybody is a threat to your relationship. I'm like, it would just be better if you could just make a choice. Again, Mom of the Year award. But that's the whole thing, is it's not a choice. It's an instinct. I have two children. My oldest, from the time that she was 4, we knew instinctually who she was attracted to.
And it was boys.
It was boys. Still boys.
Well, and when my child was young, it was interesting to me because they always had a boy who was a friend and a boy they were going to marry. And the boy that they were going to marry, they never did anything with. The boy that was their friend, they were on their bikes with 24/7. They were watching movies. They were building stuff together. But that was their friend. And this boy that they were going to marry was some kid that they saw at school every day and never interacted with.
Had no relationship with whatsoever.
None. Why are we even having this conversation? Like, at 4, why are we talking about who we're going to marry? But I think that that's what their environment was. People get married, so you have to figure out who are you going to marry. And at 4, in their world, it had to be someone of the opposite gender, even though they didn't have a relationship with that person or that other child. This is just the one that I've picked out because society tells me I've got to marry this person of the opposite gender. As they got older, obviously that has changed, and their relationships with the opposite gender have changed drastically. And it's not a huge surprise to me that some of those things happened. Again, I say the word choice a lot, or they decided a lot. I don't think that they decided. I think that whatever was inside of them innately said, this is not who I want to have relationships with, regardless if it's a friendship or whatever that might be. I want to have deeper relationships with people who are of the same gender as myself. I have wonderful relationships with my girlfriends. You are one of them, who we have deep, deep relationships. But have I ever thought about jumping in bed with you? No, not in that sexual manner. Have we slept in the same bed? Yeah, we've gone on vacation many a time.
I snore.
But it's not that deeper thing. And it's not that I choose that or don't choose that. It's how I innately feel. So I think we have to know that our children feel a certain way, and it's not a choice.
Right. It's an instinct. We know who we're attracted to. I use the phrase in our household a lot of a crush. I get crushes on people. I am in a very committed relationship, love that I am blessed with that. But I get crushes on people. And for me, it's an attraction to something about them that I want to know more. So it's not romantic. We talk about going back to definitions and what are we saying? Is that really what people are understanding? I crush on people all the time. It has nothing to do with sexual attraction.
Right.
It has nothing to do. It's an instinct that I have.
Or an attraction that you have, to their personality or to something about them.
Right. And that's natural. And that's an instinct. And that's separate from sexuality. My child will go back and forth. She will be, no, I'm not a lesbian. I'm totally straight. And then they'll come home and go, oh, there was this really cute girl. Yeah, yeah, I'm a lesbian. Oh, there's a really cute girl. Oh, no, I'm bisexual. Dang
it. Right. You know, and when it's cute, it's not necessarily physically cute. It's like that personality, that there's an attraction.
Right.
That is not a decision. Not what you decide to do with that attraction and those feelings. That's a decision. That's a choice.
Right. And I'm trying to give them the freedom to say, but just because you're crushing on somebody, I'm like, I do that all the time. That doesn't mean that you're gay, straight, bi, whatever. So that just means that you want to get to know that person. Kind of giving them the freedom to explore more what is it about the person, because you know, that all changes.
And I feel like this generation, and I appreciate that about this generation, has really identified relationships and sexuality and identity more on this spectrum. There's more pieces to it.
And everything is a spectrum. Some of my favorite artists are very scientific. And there are so many sides of every. If we look in all of our environments, one person is just not one thing. We are all a spectrum in our loves, in our passions, in our professional lives.
And I think it's important for us to realize that what we feel and how we view ourselves today can change. And I think as parents going into this, when our child may share that I'm a lesbian and we accept that, and then a month or two later they come back and say, well, I think I might be bisexual. There's always that, wait. You said you were a lesbian. Like, what happened? It's an exploration and trying to figure out who you are. And again, it's not necessarily a choice or a decision. It's that self-discovery of what's going on with my feelings. And sometimes you might feel like you're a lesbian, and then you get into that relationship and go, oh, no, maybe I'm not. However, it might be the person and not the gender. It might be something else within that. I've seen it in college. I had plenty of friends who were on this exploration trying to figure it out. I don't think that it was a choice. I think that it wasn't as black and white in who they were until they had more experiences.
And it's the same thing. I mean, how many people do we know that have gone down a certain career path? They were successful in that career path and just said no. And you're like, oh my God, they blew it all up.
Right.
But did something else. I was a stockbroker, made a lot of money. Now I own a coffee shop. And they're happy.
When our children tell us that this is how they feel in this moment, questioning that doesn't help. Because when my child came out, again, there was a lot of, well, have they had a relationship with this kind of person? Have they had a relationship? How do they know? I don't know that they know quite yet, and that's okay. I'm going to support them in whatever's happening right now and continue to support that this is an exploration. This is a spectrum. This is something that you can change your mind. Kind of what you were just talking about. I don't want my child to feel like they're stuck. Well, I said I was this, and now if I change my mind, I'm a liar. When my child was really young, someone asked them what their favorite color was. And because the child before them said the color red, my child said the color red. And so then everything became red. Finally, 2 years later, they told me their favorite color wasn't red, but they didn't want to be a liar, so they had to make red their favorite color. I don't want my child to get stuck, and maybe stuck's the wrong word, but I don't want my child to feel like they said they were one thing, and now as they're exploring, they're not feeling that anymore. They're feeling like there's something different, but they don't want to be a liar, and so they stay stuck in that. I think there's plenty of people who are a part of the LGBTQIA+ community who got into heterosexual relationships and felt stuck there for a long time, had children there, did not get to feel like who they really were because they didn't want to be a liar or they didn't want to hurt other people, and they got stuck. I don't want that for my child. I definitely don't want it for your child. So how do we keep that open mind and try to stay away from those choice decision words?
Right. I mean, how is acknowledgement of the flow of learning and progressing and changing any different than my kid going to engineering school and after the freshman year going, I don't like engineering? How is it any different than that? It's not. It's something that the bravery to say, this is not me, you know, and change direction is something I think to be applauded. You know, I was apologized to, sorry that you guys wasted all that tuition and everything. And I'm like, no, I would be sorry if you spent 5 years getting these degrees and then were miserable in your life. That would be something to be sorry for. Why are these decisions and the evolving of our children as a person just because it deals with gender identity or sexuality? Why is that any different than any decision that we've had to make as we grow into adulthood?
I mean, we talk about the things that we can't control. And I love the list you made earlier. We can't control
how we were born, who we love, and allergies.
Right.
These are kind of the things. I mean, how we were born is a lot of things. We can't control our parents, our race, gender identity, sexuality, and things like that, those are all part of how we're born. Those are things that we had no choice of.
And I think we have to be really cautious when we put the words choice or decision on those things. And so often when it comes to gender identity or sexuality, we attach those words to it. And I think we just have to be super cautious that those are not appropriate words. In trying to be supportive, lots of folks in my family, whatever you decide, whatever you choose, we support you. I probably said the same thing.
Right. And that's the whole thing, is it's like, it's the difference between choice and decision, which are different in themselves, and innate nature and instinct.
Right. I think the important thing is to be open and have conversations and be open to change. Open to experiences, and like you said, safe experiences. But I think even being around other kids or young adults who are going through this and talking through it with them helps you as an individual get through some of those feelings, filter out some things that you may not understand, and hearing other stories. And yeah, that's how I feel, or not even close. If you are only surrounded by people who are nothing like you and who don't struggle with gender identity, who are not a part of the LGBTQIA community, and you are completely alone in that, it's much harder to find your way through and to figure out who you are and really figure out your identity. So as parents, I think it's important for us to find safe outlets, safe places for our children to be able to have conversations with other people who have gone through similar things. Those other people are going to have different paths that they actually ended up on, but some of those struggles that they went through and some of that exploration that they went through may be similar. So as you're trying to figure those things out, it's important to get connected. And it's important for your child not to feel like they're crazy because they're having these feelings that other people in the family may not be able to identify with, or their friends at school may not be able to identify with. There are still people out there that do identify with those feelings and those, for lack of a better word, those struggles.
Yeah, and even if you don't identify with those particular struggles, we all can identify with something, right? You know, and if we had the permission, which is even just giving ourselves the permission to change, to grow, to, you know, be brave and take another path, whatever it is. I mean, we all can identify with that part. The choice is to be brave in accepting that and going forth in your path.
And living who you are. Yeah. Yeah. And living your truth. And that takes a ton of bravery. And I have to give credit to our children for having the bravery to come forth and say, here's my truth and here's how I want to continue to live my life. I know we're both trying really hard to support it. It wasn't the truth that we envisioned, and that's okay. I don't think that we could have envisioned what our children have become, because they're amazing young adults. Now it's just our time to learn and figure out how to support them and hope that the world around them can continue to grow and learn and understand that some things are not a choice, to not judge things that aren't choices.
We could all use a little more grace.
Absolutely.
So until next time, let's keep loving our children, loving ourselves,
and trying to say it right.